Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
You got so much to do. It's got you feeling blue. Put a little play in your day.
Subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a university lecturer and author of Leaving Cert textbooks on construction studies has resigned from a group tasked with redeveloping the subject over claims that the new syllabus is being dumbed down. Trevor Hickey is Associate Professor and Course Director of the Teacher Education Programme for Construction Studies at University of Limerick. He is the lecturer in question. He joins us now. Trevor, thank you for talking to us this morning. You said the new construction studies course is being dumbed down. What makes you say that?
Couple of things, Shane. Thanks for your interest in this. I'll keep it brief. There's three main things they're getting wrong here. The subject has actually been around since 1983. Construction studies, the oldest syllabus on the Leaving Cert, despite the various reforms over the years, we never got an update. We're finally getting one 40-odd years later, and the subject is actually going backwards. We've had new topics come into the subject with the tail wagging the dog, if you like to use that old adage in education, but new topics being introduced through the exam to keep the subject up to date over those last 40 years. One of those new topics has been passive house standard. Passive house standard is the best way to build homes. Cairn Homes, the biggest builder in the country, has voluntarily moved to the passive house standard recently. And the reason they're doing that is because it's the most sustainable way to build. It gives you the best quality home, the lowest energy home you can build, and it's the cheapest, more affordable home for the homeowner. It is by a country mile the best way to build. And the passive house standard has been in this subject, has been examined in the Leaving Cert construction studies paper since 2012, and it's not going to be in the new version of what's going to be called construction technology.
Why not is the obvious question.
You tell me, you'd have to ask the NCCA that. I don't know. They have put in a generic term, passive design, which has been done since Roman times, but it's not passive house standard. What they have put in is the building regulation standard, which is the minimum standard that every builder in the country must build to. And that's your bog standard house that you get when, you know, you're just building to the minimum building regulations. But passive house standard is a much higher standard. There is some resistance to it in the industry. Some builders think it's more expensive to do. But look, when the biggest builder of homes in the country has voluntarily moved to that standard and they're building it at scale in Dublin right now, you can go to various sites in Dublin and see large apartment blocks being built to passive house standard. That tells you it's becoming the norm. This is where the industry is going. And we've been teaching passive house standard in construction studies, Leaving Cert construction studies, for years now. I mean, it's been on the paper since 2012.
Okay, so you believe that should be in there, and it's hard to disagree. Why do you use the term dumbing down, though?
You got so much to do. It's got you feeling blue. Put a little play in your day.
Subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Inspired by Judy Blume's groundbreaking 1975 novel Forever, watch the reimagined coming-of-age series about young love by Mara Brock Akil, the iconic creator of Girlfriends. The epic love story follows two black teens, Keisha and Justin, as they explore romance and their identities through the awkward journey of being each other's firsts. Watch Forever, premiering May 8th, only on Netflix.
So in the current syllabus, we have three core areas, three core bodies of knowledge that are separate the higher level from the ordinary level syllabus. Those three areas are heat, light and sound, to use the shorthand terms for them. Heat would cover all of that sort of stuff that's taught in under Passive House Standard. It deals with how buildings are insulated, how they're heated, how water is heated. So it covers all of that stuff, including building energy rating, thermal insulation, all of those things that you would expect under the heading of heat and buildings. That's in the new syllabus. Most of it's in the new syllabus, not all of it. It's actually some of the good stuff isn't there. But light, which deals with natural light in buildings and how we light our homes. And I mean, if you go to architecture school, first thing you learn about is light in buildings and space and light, gone, completely gone. That one third of that stuff is gone. And the other third is sound. And that deals with sound insulation in buildings. And that's gone as well. So two of the three topics that define the higher level content of this subject at the moment aren't in the future specification for this subject. So if that isn't the dumbing down, I don't know what is. And nowadays, more and more people are living in apartments. We are building more apartments than anything in this country. You know, Europe and Dublin, you look around, everything that's getting built in terms of housing is apartments. People are living cheek by jowl. Sound insulation is a key concept. I live in an apartment. My bedroom is under someone else's living space. You know, you hear what's going on around you all of the time. It's very important that we teach sound insulation and that our buildings are well insulated for sound if we're going to live in comfort in our own homes. And to drop a core concept like sound insulation from the design of buildings, I mean, we're just not teaching fundamental scientific concepts to these kids anymore.
All right. Trevor.
It's very much a dumbing down of the subject.
Okay, so Trevor, final very brief point, if you will, Trevor.
Current subject has experiments, scientific experiments, that every child is expected to do over the course of the 2 years to doing the subject, and that's been dropped as well. So there's a fundamental scientific underpinning to this subject. It's supposed to be a STEM subject, a science, technology, engineering, and maths subject, and all of the scientific underpinning of this subject has been stripped out.
Trevor Hickey, Associate Professor, Course Director of the Teacher Education Programme for Construction Studies in the University of Limerick. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know if you're doing the course or have done it, your take on this 087.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.